Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness, and today is Wednesday, May 18th, the year 2022, and we are on episode number 224. As always, thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for opening up the email, reading it, listening. If it's your first time or your thousandth time, we appreciate you very, very much. And welcome back, and welcome if you're new here. We've had a few new faces join the gym, so you'll be getting this, might be your first email from us. So if you're new here, just know on Wednesday, most Wednesdays, we send out a podcast. The topics range from gym stuff to life stuff to financial stuff to personal stuff. I curse, I yell, I cuss, I cry. All of the emotions come out when we're talking on here, and today is no different. Before we get it going, I joked that our sponsor, one of these last times, was our MEF Salve Cream. It is a THC-based cream that is good for joints, achiness, all that good stuff. I've had a number of people reach out to me asking about it. Yes, we still have some. Yes, we'll keep making it. So if you want some, just hit us up and we'll let you know how to get it. We also would like to kind of promote, as we're moving into our new space. June is looking like we'll be rocking and rolling in our new location for sure by June 1st. They have to replace a garage door. We just got news of that today, which is Tuesday, the day before releasing this. So we just got that info today, which takes about 2 weeks. So the timeline to get in there doesn't change. It's just we may or may not have to, you know, maneuver around some installing of a new door. Other than that, we wanted to talk about right off the bat skill sessions. So be on the lookout for the moving dates. We'll be releasing those soon. I don't think the install of the door is going to have any effect on, we may even get in earlier than June. But we also wanted to talk about skill sessions, right off the bat here. Some people have, kind of interested in one-on-ones, kind of interested on, like one, possibly two times a week, you know, but not every week, of learning a new skill that maybe we can't focus a whole lot on, in class, and we're up for it. You know, we're here for it. Yes, it does cost extra on top of your membership, but it is it's a solid 45 minutes to something that you want to either get better at or learn more about, or talk with, you know, run over a plan. We've had sessions where we just sit down and, you know, if someone wants to get better at running or, you know, something that we don't do specifically in the gym, we can definitely do that too. We can look over your nutrition stuff. If you track what you eat and you're, let's say, the common thing for gym goers is I want to lose weight. And so we can look over what you eat. If you keep a daily log, hey, you should probably cut out that, increase that kind of thing. So those skills sessions right now are available, and you can do them one at a time. It does not have to be a full personal training package that you get. Other than that, we are ready to rock into my topic today. I had a topic, and I decided to change it. Not really last minute, because I was going to talk about this anyways, but I want to make this the main thing that I talk about. And it happens to do with baseball, and it has to do with our youngest son, Aiden. His season wrapped up yesterday. And before I go any further, I use this as a crutch way more than he ever will. But for those that don't know about our son, Aiden, he has sensory processing disorder, ADHD, and, you know, a handful of other things that he has to kind of take things differently than most. And we put him in baseball when he was 5 years old, and we were really nervous about Aiden playing baseball because of the way he just doesn't understand things the way we do, right? It's really hard to explain, because Aiden, if you have a conversation with Aiden, you think, like, you would think that I was a fucking nut job for even, you know, bringing this up. And I might be. Again, I use this as a crutch way more than he does. And when I say I do that for myself, I tell myself it's because of this that he doesn't excel at that. And although a lot of the times that is not right for me to even think, that's kind of what I tell myself to. It's really hard to talk about this, I guess. I love my son. And he is spectacular at baseball. And he blew us away when we first signed him up as far as being able to just play the game. He totally understands it. You know, there's nothing that he doesn't understand about it. You know, he gets it. But when he gets out, some kids pout about it. Aiden would throw a tantrum. And I decided that if he was going to play baseball, I was going to be his coach. So the first two seasons, I was his coach. And things went well. He did great. When we told people, and when I say people, I mean like the therapist that he might have to see for speech or his teachers at a developing preschool and others in those fields that, yeah, he plays an organized sport. They were shocked at that. And as the years went on, you know, I've never coached our older son, Julian. Julian has never had any issues with baseball. Julian is very good at baseball. Aiden can catch the ball, throw the ball, hit the ball. But there comes a time where kids start separating themselves. And Aiden's at that age group that you really see those that are going to separate themselves. And it does not pain me at all to say that Aiden is not one of those kids. And that might sound harsh, but I am, with my kids' abilities, I am very honest with myself and with them. Because if Aiden wanted to get to that level, he would have to practice. But I'll tell you now, Aiden doesn't want to practice. Aiden is going to excel at things that have nothing to do with competitive sports. And he's now at the age where I think he can be turned towards those other things. Right? And the fun about it is now is I feel that we get to kind of see what those other things might be. And this is what made me think this season. I have titled this the topic of this podcast as the hitless season. Aiden is now in a pitching kid pitch league age group, and his first game, I was unable to be there because our other son, Julian, had a game at another park. And I was with Julian, and my wife, Tara, was with Aiden. Aiden was hit by a pitch one of his first at-bats. And it is very hard for not just Aiden, but any kid at this level, if you get hit by a pitch, that can scar you for the remainder of your baseball life. I saw it as a kid. I've seen it as the parent watching other kids. I've seen it and heard about it from talking with, you know, people that I knew growing up that had kids in the league that, you know, they got hit by a pitch and that was it. They don't want to stand in the box anymore. They're already leaving the batter's box before the ball even gets there. And although Aiden had those moments, it was as if getting hit by the ball made it so he couldn't swing the bat. And my Aiden, he bats left and throws right. And I love my son's swing. His left-handed swing is so good looking. And he can fucking smash the ball. But unfortunately, he could not show that off. He just could not. I think, and this is no exaggeration, I think he maybe swung the bat 5 times while he was all season long. And he could not make contact, so he either walked. He got on base, and he was able to score, you know, running around the bases, either, you know, through walks or base hits or whatever it may be. he ended up, you know, circling the bases a few times. He got on base if it was a walk, or he got he only got hit that one time, but that's all it took. And it hurt so bad watching him bat, because I know the capabilities of Aiden, and he did not showcase them this season. And I'm probably going to sound like an asshole, and I'm probably going to sound like someone who's blaming someone else for something, but it took me about mid-season where I realized this is the first season he hasn't really excelled or, you know, gotten better throughout the season. As the season went on, I'm not his coach. This year I decided not to be anyone's coach. And that's my fault. What sucks and what's hard to think about, just thinking about that out loud, is that this could be my son's last baseball season, and that could be my fucking fault. I take full responsibility for not being his coach and not making sure that he progressed. And let me tell you now about the coaching and the team experience, because it fucking sucked. It absolutely fucking sucked. And when I say it fucking sucked, I mean, if there were 10 games, six of them, one of the coaches didn't even show up. Neither did his kid. If there was 10 games, 10 out of the 10, the head coach, it's a fucking asshole. And if you're somebody who has a child who's under 10 and you decide to coach them, let me tell you right now what not the fuck to do. What not the fuck to do is to tell them everything that they're doing wrong rather than the thing that they should do right. Because there is a big fucking difference. And I'll give you a fucking perfect example of this coach specifically yelling at his own son. His son swings at a ball. I won't say his name. Insert son's name. Why are you swinging at that? It's too low. Don't swing at that. Okay, and I'm going to tell you right now, that's like the most mild thing that this guy said. Instead of, hey, insert son's name, you got to make sure those balls are in your zone, buddy. You know what your zone is. You got this. Fast hands. Eyes on the ball. Keep your head still. Those are all things that will help a kid under 10 fucking years old get better that next pitch. Rather than telling somebody, let alone a fucking child, what not to do, the advice to you, to everybody listening to this, whether it's in the work, in your work, or at home, at sports, fucking random people on the fucking street, you don't tell somebody what they're doing wrong. Tell them what they could be doing right. And it makes the world of difference. And here's the other thing. I talked about this a few podcasts ago. One of the kids on the team, I'm going to tell you right now, he's a decent player, but he's a shit human being. At 10 years old, how can you be a shit fucking human being? How? Let me tell you how. You're told everything that you do is fucking awesome. When something doesn't go your way, it's not your fault, kid. It's someone else's. And then you praise even the bad shit. That's how you create a shitty human being. And as the season went on and my son's not getting hits and he's not swinging his bat, and then you have the coach saying what he says and the ways that he says it, and then you have the kids who pick up. Every kid on this team at the end of the season became an individual coach yelling things at one another. And that's how you know that your coaching and the system that you have is fucking broken. Is when other people think that they should step in and do the coaching, and it's even worse because they're fucking children yelling at other children. The shit is just not working, and you should not do it. You shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be a coach. Doesn't matter if your kid's on the team, get the fuck out of that dugout. Because then as the season went on, you had these kids trying to tell my son what to do in a way that wasn't helpful. And so here I am, wanting my son to live up to his potential, because his potential was not out there this year. And I am ready, one, to fight the coach. There was one game where I was ready. Tara actually made me walk away. I was ready to fight him. Going to jail. I was going to put that motherfucker down. I was ready to fight the coach, and I was ready to yell at 10-year-olds. I have a very short fuse as it is, but I tend to extend that fuse when it comes to kids. And I try to have a good understanding. But kids can be fucking assholes. And these kids are fucking assholes. Because they learned certain things from an asshole. Now, my son not getting a hit, I'll tell you right now, I could give a shit less if my son didn't hit. What bothers me is that he didn't swing the bat. And what bothers me more is that no one was there to encourage him in a coach. I'm his dad. Everything I say, he just blows off. That's just how kids are. I totally get it. But no one was there as a coach to help him progress in any way whatsoever. And if he swung at three balls, I don't care if it was way above his head, in the dirt, way outside, way inside, doesn't matter. If he would have just swung the bat, that to me was showing that he was there in a manner that he wanted to succeed. But he wasn't showing that, and that really bummed me out. And so getting on base, winning games, getting hits, like all that does not matter to me. At this level, it's about, again, and I said this a few weeks ago when I was talking about the little shithead on the team, we're not raising fucking baseball players. We're raising young kids to be young adolescents to then be young adults. And throughout that whole process, you have the capability to help mold these kids, and you fucking blew it. I blew it for not stepping in. Coaching staff blew it. One guy in particular kind of stepped up towards the end of the season, but you can't fault him. He was coaching his other son as well, you know, so I can understand the balance. But the rest of the staff there can fucking suck it. They suck. And that made these kids suck, and that makes me mad. So this was the hitless season, possibly Aiden's last season, because at a certain point in time, and I only say this, I'm saying this next part because we were in a non-baseball scenario recently where he was invited to a kid's birthday, and I saw how the other kids treated him, and I wanted to throw kids through glass doors. And without giving too much detail, I'm just going to tell you now, if you have a kid, and you know of another kid that might be somewhat like Aiden, do that kid that's like Aiden a service and tell your kid if there's nothing that you can do or say nice. And I know it's an old, you know, an old saying, don't fucking say or do anything at all. Because again, I wanted to throw kids through glass doors at this little event that we were at. And here, this is what's in a way good and bad in my mind. Aiden doesn't see it. We're lucky that he doesn't see it. But I do. And when you have a father like me, with the temperament that I have, like I, it's only a matter of time before I actually do throw a kid through a fucking glass window or a door or down a fucking bowling alley lane. Because my son can't do it for himself. And that's exactly like this season, it was summed up. Like, my son could not do this for himself, and there was no one there to fucking help him. And I should have been. I should have been the one in the dugout. I should have been the one at practices. But as someone who has volunteered in the past to be the coach, there are certain things that you need to live up to. So again, if you're somebody who is lucky enough to be able to volunteer to coach your kids' team or your grandkids' team, take everybody individually, take their strengths, put them together, because that makes a great team. Aiden is a great motivator. He'll be in the dugout chanting and raving for the people that are up at bat. He'll be out in the outfield telling kids how many outs there are, where the play's at. But when you don't encourage that, right, and you don't every single time you hear it say, I love that energy, Aiden, keep that up, the other kids will also think, oh, I love that energy too. We should all keep that up. But when you don't do that, and the kids then think that that's annoying, that's only worse for the kid that you didn't say was doing a great job at that energy. Instead, you're praising the kid that is whining about not getting a hit. Don't worry, that wasn't in your zone. That was a bad call. Or it's a bad thing when you're praising what they didn't do and blaming it on someone else, the same way that you're praising when the kid hits a triple. There's a problem there. And that creates horrible, horrible behavior. And I saw it unravel all year long. I have never been so relieved for a season to be over than I was this one. But now that I've been able to sleep on it, think about it, now I'm talking about it. Aiden did amazing this year through things that he couldn't even see, right? He, to be honest with you, he could give a fuck less if he didn't get a hit. He could give a fuck less if his team lost or won. So that's a win. For him to just be the smiling, jog out on the mound, jog to the plate kid is amazing to me. And to not take it so serious, it's amazing to me. Because at 9 years old, you shouldn't take this shit serious. It's fun. It's a game. And now I think I'm more excited, not for the season just to be over, but now I get to try to help him find something that he does excel at. Because the one thing that after the season was like coming to an end, like a couple last games, I'm looking around and these kids aren't Aiden's kids. These kids are not the kids that Aiden would get along with outside of this scenario. These are not the kids that would be good for Aiden outside of baseball. And that's a whole other rabbit hole I can go down, because I'm going to tell you, some of these kids are going to be fucking assholes when they grow up. And these are not the kids that I want my son to associate with, not just because of baseball, but because of the things that they would probably teach him, try to teach him, say to him, teach him how to say. Like, I don't want these kids in my son's life. And again, I'm excited for the opportunity for him to find the kids and the thing that do fit his mold and will help him progress as he gets older. So although it was a hitless season, I don't take that as a loss. This hitless season might have been the most eye-opening sports season that he ever has, that we ever have. And again, I'm excited to see where he goes from here and what he does from here. And again, if you are somebody who is volunteering your time, check that you are relating to and are trying to your best to understand each kid at their level. Instead of trying to treat everybody the same, realize the strengths, realize the weaknesses. Be an adult. And help as much as you can and hurt not at all. And I'm talking about feelings, physical, all that shit. Baseball season's over for him, but my son, Julian, he goes on. We have playoffs. Which sound like his team's lost one game. He's got his final game tonight. Again, this was Tuesday against the one team that beat them this year. So it'll be exciting to see what happens there. And then he's got playoffs. Then he has All-Stars, possibly Tournament of Champions. So there is baseball left in this going into this summer. But for Aiden, for now, his season is over. Baseball, possibly. So onward to other things, and know that, like, I'm not sad that baseball's possibly over for him. He's already kind of said that he doesn't want to play again, but I'm excited for him to figure out the thing And that goes for you guys too. Like, you know, if, I don't know, I don't know how to correlate this to you in an adult life, but if there is something that you've been, you know, doing or, you know, working at and working at and working at, and it's not working out, maybe that's a sign to go in a different route. I'll correlate it to myself right now. It has not been working out in our current location. Landlord's a piece of shit. The space is too big. It's too fucking wonky. There's too many broken up spaces. But we're about to change that. And to be honest with you, all it took was money, which is easy, right? Stressful, but easy. And here we are on the verge of MEF, I don't know, fucking 7.0. We've had many variations. And it just wasn't working out. Being in downtown was great while it lasted. But being downtown also didn't drive business into our doors. So it's not like we're not losing anything by leaving this space. So just as excited as I am for Aiden to find his new thing, I'm excited for us to start a new thing. And you should be too. If there's something in your life that hasn't been clicking, or, you know, you can't figure out why you can't get good at it, or, you know, why you're not doing this instead of that, you know, like, maybe that's the sign. Maybe this is the time to look at something else in a different way. That's all I have for you guys. Sorry I was rambling today, but I needed to talk about that because it's better than punching some dude in his neck. Appreciate you all listening. I hope this helped in some way. Again, it's okay if you have a hitless season, because there is other wins in this season for Aiden, and I know there's other wins for you as well. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you in the gym.